From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Florida police say they are exploring terrorism as a possible motive in the shooting Friday at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, but it is still too early to say definitively. Speaking to reporters Saturday, George Pirro, the Federal Bureau of Investigation special agent in charge of the Miami Division, also cited mental illness as a possible factor leading up to the attack, and he said charges against the suspect will be filed this afternoon. The Fort Lauderdale Airport reopened Saturday morning. The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when the man opened fire at the baggage claim, killing five people, wounding six more before being detained. Law enforcement officials are holding the suspect, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago of Alaska, who arrived at the airport Friday. According to Pirro, early indications show that Santiago flew to the airport with the intention to carry out an attack.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
Florida Governor Rick Scott. A declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community says Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This eventually decided to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has, in fact, been briefed about this on Friday by intelligence officials. He did not, however, endorse their view. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says a car bomb in a town near the Turkish border has killed at least 19 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace. Officials say the death toll is likely to rise, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast that comes as a ceasefire is being observed across most of the country. Nana Akufo-Addo was sworn in Saturday as the new president of Ghana after winning the election a month ago. Thousands of people, along with leaders from across Africa, gathered in the capital to witness the peaceful transfer of power, a rare sight in a region marked by political violence. The former opposition leader and human rights lawyer promised to rebuild the country's economy by building a factory in each of Ghana's more than 200 districts. A senior American diplomat has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to the war-torn country's peace, prosperity, and security will only deepen under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon traveled to Kabul Saturday, where he met with leaders and other government officials. He told reporters the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership the two countries have been able to build during 8 years of outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama. He said the commitment to Afghanistan does not end on January 20th when President-elect Donald Trump takes office, and he says it will only deepen the strategic importance of the relationship.
I can assure you that our purpose and intention here is enduring, it's sustainable, and it's long-term.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan training, advising, and assisting local forces in their battle against the resurgent Taliban. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who are political appointees to resign their post as of Inauguration Day, January 20th. A senior member of President-elect Trump's transition team told the New York Times newspaper there was no ill in demanding the ambassadors leave their posts on schedule, just as thousands of political aides at the White House and in federal agencies must do. Israel says it's withholding about $6 million from its annual United Nations dues following a UN Security Council resolution last month that called for an end to Israel's settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. Israel's annual $40 million contribution to the UN represents funds that would be allocated to committees focused on Palestinian issues. The Israeli UN mission said it will take other steps aimed at ending anti-Israel activities after Donald Trump is sworn in as U.S. president. I'm Tom McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.